body just sings with it. I tried coke once in college, and it was nothing compared to this. The blood. His tongue flicked out again, over his blood-stained lips, a thirsty motion this time, rather than a nervous one. I think I'm starting to see. Denton didn't tell you about that part, about how your thoughts are influenced. He probably didn't know himself. And once you've done it once, Harris nodded emphatically, you just can't stop it, man. It gets to where you're pacing the room at night. And it's better than sleep. When you get finished hunting, you feel so alive. He opened his eyes again, staring up at me, pleading. I didn't mean to kill those people. We started off with criminals, some gangsters dealing drugs. We were just going to scare them, but it was too much. They screamed and ran, and we ran after them, and we killed them. And my God, Dresden, it was beautiful. And it happened again, I said, a couple of times. Innocent people, just poor schmucks in the wrong place at the wrong time. Harris turned his head away from me and nodded. Denton said that we could salvage it. He said that we could pin those killings on the street wolves as well, make everyone think that they had done it, and we just went along with them. I shook my head. That doesn't explain why you dragged McFinn into this. Denton, he said. It was all him. He said there was someone else who we could also set up to take the blame, to be certain we'd be in the clear, that he had a man for it. He broke into McFinn's house, and there was all this occult stuff. We messed up some of it and left, and the next night, more people were dead. And more the next night. That's why we went after that slime Marconi's business partner and wasted the bastard and his goon. And then you laid low for a month. Harris swallowed and nodded. Denton took the belts. He hid them from us. He'd held out better than anyone. And my God, poor Ben was gone so far. It was like she wasn't even human anymore. Wilson wasn't much better, but we lasted out the month. And then you killed Marconi's bodyguard at the Varsity. Harris's eyes flared. Yes. You should see his record. The things we know he did, but we couldn't get through to court. My God, Dresden, he had it coming. Maybe. Maybe not. Who are we to judge? Who are we not to? Harris demanded. The power was in our hands. We had the responsibility to use it for good, to do our jobs. Hell, Dresden, if you're such a do-gooder, you should be helping us, not getting in our way. These men are untouchable, and you know it. I shifted my weight uncomfortably. I don't agree with your methods, with setting people up to take blamings for your killings. Harris sneered. Like McFinn has never killed anyone. Hell, he's a murderer now, isn't he? After that scene at the police station, anyone would be convinced he was a killer. Except me, I said. McFinn would never have been there if you hadn't messed up the circle that held him. Yeah, Harris said, a spiteful, frustrated edge to his tone. Except you. You got to poke around in our business. Christ, that crazy report to Murphy even talked about the belts. That was when Denton started to take you seriously. If you had any brains at all, you'd pull that trigger and get the hell out now, before Denton and the others come out of the haze and come after you, because you know way too much. Why the street wolves, I said, instead of shooting him. Why send me off to check them out? Denton figured they'd kill you, Harris spat, and get you out of our hair. I nodded. It figured that someone else had been trying to kill me the whole time, and I hadn't really noticed. And he knew they were after me, after I got away from them the first time. Yeah, and had me tailing them so we could find you and make sure you were dead. When I saw you in the back of the car, I figured you were. So we planned to hit on the street wolves to go down tonight before McFinn went to Marconi. How did you know about that? I asked. Harris snorted. Marconi told us. The snake called asking for police protection. I almost smiled. Did he get it? Hell no, Harris answered me. He lifted his chin and balled his hands into fists, and I felt them tighten up beneath me. I'm done talking, he said. If you aren't going to sign on with us, then get the hell out of here, or pull the trigger, but quit wasting time. I'm not done talking, I said, and I jammed the gun crosswise over the kid's throat, strangling him. You're going to give Denton a message for me. I'm sick of dancing around. Tell him he'll get his shot at me at moonrise at Marconi's place. Harris squirmed beneath me, making rasping, gagging sounds. His eyes widened at my words. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that he'll try to be there when McFinn shows up, I said. That he'll want to make sure everyone there is dead, so he's the only one who can report what happened. You tell him that I'll be there, and tell him that he's not going to get away with it. Do you understand me, kid? I let up on the pressure, and Harris croaked out a vague affirmative. I rose away from him, keeping the gun in one hand and the belt in the other. I saw his eyes flicker to the belt, tracking its movement with a tense, strained sort of hunger. Why tell me? The kid asked. Why warn us? I stared down at him for long seconds before I answered him in a quiet voice. Because I don't like what you are doing, what you are. You aren't using the power you've been given. It's using you. You are turning into animals. You're using savagery and fear to try to uphold peace. Now it's your turn to see what it's like to be afraid. Harris rose to his feet, his red hair askew, blood drying on his mouth, and backed away several paces from me, his eyes darting around. My belt, he said. I want my belt. Forget it, kid, I told him. The smartest thing you can do is go lock yourself in a room and stay there until all of this is over. Because one way or another, you aren't using this belt again. His face whitened, and he took a step toward me. I pointed the gun at him, and he froze, his hands balling into fists. You won't get away with this, he said, his voice thick with tension. Moonrise, I told him. Then turned on my heel and walked quickly from the alley, although my sock feet on the gravel, combined with my limp, probably spoiled the badass image. 30 feet down the alley, Tara appeared from the shadows and fell into step beside me, close enough to support me if I should fall. You were wrong, wizard, she said. I glanced down at her, and she met my gaze with her soulless amber eyes. How so? They have not become animals. She looked over her shoulder, her eyes narrowed. Animals do not do what they have done. Animals kill to eat, to defend themselves or their own, and to protect their territory. Not for the joy of it, not for the lust of it. She looked back at me. Only humans do that, wizard. I grimaced, but couldn't really refute her. I guess you're right. Of course, Tara said. We walked in silence for a moment. Will you try to help my fiancé? I'll try, I said, but I can't let his curse claim any more lives. She nodded, her eyes dark. He would want it that way. He thinks of others before himself. He sounds like a good man. She shrugged, but there was a sudden worried weight in her shoulders. And these others, the FBI, they will try to stop you. Yes. And when they do? I can't let them go on like they have. They're out of control. I don't think they can stop themselves from killing now. I didn't look down at Tara, I just focused on taking steps, one at a time. When they do, I said, when they do, I guess I'm gonna need to get very human.